He's a gem-free adolescent.
Sperms are gems. Sperms are gems.
Yeah. Brilliant. Look at how excited you are.
Should we do a thing?
Should we do a thing?
We just did an audio video of us doing that. We had to have a 5 minute breather after that.
Yeah.
After a little warm up. We're all a bit flustered now and all like warmed up and stuff. But
yeah, but Wicket, your hair's looking amazing.
Thanks very much. I did actually go to the hairdresser's tonight for the first time in one whole year. And I went to see Miguel.
Did he tell you off?
My new one. Oh, actually, no, he was fine. He was very nice about it, actually. He said, we're going to make it look better.
We're going to make it look better.
He was from Spain. I liked him. He was nice. He had a funny little...
Spain, eh?
We were chatting a
Land
lot.
Land of the Pharaohs.
Yeah. We were chatting a lot and we were laughing about stuff. I kept making him laugh. I don't know what about. I think I said to him, my mum would be pleased. And he said... Oh, she was like, yeah, well, she'd be pleased with me having my hair cut because she always, like, sees me for the first time and again and says, putting a bit of weight. Your clothes are a bit shabby. Need a haircut. And then he's like, oh, my mum always says this to me. And then a gay little way. He was really gay.
That's what I'm going to say to your mum when she comes around on Friday. Is she coming around Friday?
Saturday.
I say, all right, Sandy, yeah.
I wish I had
clothes
the picture
are looking
to
a bit shabby.
You.
I think you're putting a bit of weight and you have shit.
I can't say that to my mum. I wish I had the picture to show you.
Of what?
Down the road, just before you get to the end of our road and onto the high street, there is a little driveway. And as you walk down, you can see someone sprayed on the driveway, on the wall, on the side of the house, at like number one Beachy Road. There was sprayed on the wall on the side of the house. And it says no parking, but it doesn't say no parking. It says no parking. It's spelled P-A-R-K. IKG. No parking. So Matt Duffy had showed me pictures of that he's taken of no parking signs that's spelt wrongly before, and we've laughed about it. So I went there to take a picture of it today because I've always noticed it and I thought it was funny. And then as I was going to take a picture of it, I saw that they'd done no parking on the other wall as well. And they've done a whole other spelling and it's completely wrong as well. So I've taken pictures of both of them.
Where are they?
On my camera. In my bedroom.
We'll leave them there.
I'll upload them at some point to some sort of internet thing, send them to someone.
Noparking.com.
No parking.
Noparksking.com. Right, Celebrity World.
Welcome to Celebrity World. On the cover of Reveal, I'm no doormat. Wayne must prove he's changed, says Colleen, boldly and bravely.
Oh, Mum Colleen. Kai needs his dad, and Wayne needs counselling.
Forget implants, I grew my own boobs. Amazing real life. Welcome to my world. That's what I did.
You didn't even try that hard, did you?
Didn't even try, just kind of like was born and then grew.
I inject my 11-year-old with DIY Botox and fillers I buy online. Outrageous mum.
You're a terrible mother. Nikki, ultimate big brother, save me from anorexia.
Really?
Even though I'm 28 and I've been suffering from it since I was about 10.
Jury's still out.
That was the therapy I needed, basically. Anyway, go on.
I just needed to be famous again, just for a little minute.
Just for 1 second.
Charlotte, I found my soulmate at last. It's terrible seeing another man bring up your kids.
Yeah, he said that in my one as well. Boring.
To be fair, he's not really bringing up their kids, is
he?
He's
just going out with Charlotte for a bit.
He's only been with her for like 2 weeks. Yeah. How much bringing up can you do in 2 weeks?
Abby Clancy, I'm pregnant. I had good reason to forgive Peter. Because he's very tall and I'm very short.
Is she really short?
Yeah, well, compared to him, she is. She's not, she's about 5'10". But he is a giant... Charlotte Church.
Any words, then massive shoes.
Charlotte Church. Yes, I'm dating Johnny. He's a cool guy.
He's not that cool.
He looks a bit beardy. Do you know what?
I'm a bit beardy.
Well, he's a bit of a stupid beard, though. Your beard looks like it just comes as part of your face. His little one.
It does.
His one's stuck on. It looks like it's stuck on, even though it's growing out of his face. It's not about the beard, Crispin. It's about how you wear it, yeah?
I'll tell you what I find offensive about him.
What? He's going out with Charlotte Church. She should be with Gavin, the father of her children.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No. It's... It's that he's got that T-shirt from Urban Outfitters.
What do you want?
That one.
What's it got on it?
Loads of cassette tapes.
That's because he's mega cool. He plays the guitar, and he writes songs, and she sings them. In an opera voice, like that.
Like the blue lady from The Fifth Elephant.
Oh, I haven't seen that ever.
Pregnant Abby, I feared I'd lose the baby through stress. But now it will bond us together.
Now we're back together. Together. I want to show you. I don't care that you slept with a prostitute.
That was good. Did you freestyle that?
I did, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Real life, I forgot who I was marrying. Sister, I'm pregnant by your man.
Who's this fat one eating Johnny and ice cream?
Lover fed me until I was 20 stone.
He's a feeder.
I did read that story. It's a lot like when I lived with Corpsey.
And he fed Janet to
Yeah, take. He had an affair with Janet. It was just based on him feeding her.
Well, Corpsey. You all know now. You all know your dirty secret.
Fern, her biggest challenge.
What's her biggest? I've got a story about her in my book.
Her biggest challenge is not being a vacuous whore.
Oh, that's what I saw. I saw a story about her being engaged, but her fiance.
Her fiance.
Can you handle this? Her fiance. Her fiance. So if I ever have a fiance, I might introduce him to someone and really say it really quickly. Just say, "This is my fiance," really quickly. Let's see if they notice that I've said fiance.
You'd have to have a mannequin, like a ventriloquist dummy.
Why?
Because then you can make them say, "This is my fiance."
This is my fiance.
No, it doesn't work, does it?
Fiancé? Well, why would it be any different?
Say fiancé with your mouth, without moving your mouth.
Without moving my mouth?
Fiancé. That's easy to say. Fiancé. It's really easy to do. You wouldn't say Beyoncé, because that's more difficult.
Oh, yeah, because you have to go...
Yeah.
Beyoncé.
Well,
can you handle it?
That might happen in some sort of topsy-turvy world that we don't live in.
We don't live there. We just don't live there. Right, let's
we live in a world of gossip and real life and other people's
bloody
sex problems.
Jane, the editor of Reveal, is fucking harping on about something. Listen to this. Everywhere you look, there's a celebrity telling you what clothes or jewellery to wear, what makeup or deodorant to use, which yogurt or crisps to eat, even how to smell. You have to feel sorry for models who used to promote this stuff. They're almost a dying breed in the face of all this celeb endorsement. You are the editor of a magazine that does this. So what are you talking about, woman? And then she says, does anyone really believe that Jamie Redknapp dresses at Marks & Spencer? Dresses at Marks & Spencer? He gets up in the morning, goes down to his local M&S and has them dressed.
Yes,
yeah. Or that Colleen Rooney wears Argos jewellery. Of course she fucking doesn't. Who's ever believed that any of the people in the adverts ever do? And who really believes that What's-Her-Face drinks friendly bacteria? Is it Carol Vorderman? Maybe not.
What?
You know, is it Yak? No, Dano. Oh, I don't know what they are. I don't know. I don't watch. I don't have a television, Crispin. How can you expect me to know this stuff?
Who... If they were completely out of their insane mind, would even entertain the prospect that Gary Lineker eats crisps? It's absurd.
He's never had a crisp in his life.
Fucking absurd. You're quite right. Can I borrow the light, please?
So, I liked this headline because it said Cheryl's sexy messages to, and I thought it said Daryl. Cheryl's sexy messages to Daryl. It said Derek. He kept a bedside vigil when she was struck down with malaria, though, so she owes that enough to him. But she's also got a debut single out on Radio 1 at the moment, and it's called...
Cheryl's got something. Another debut single.
And I would like to listen to it. I'd like to hear what she sounds like. Not right now.
I'll put
maybe,
it on in a minute. But
here's the thing. Cheryl and Nadine, her bandmate from Girls Aloud, apparently they have some sort of feud. And Nadine said that she texted Cheryl during her battle against malaria to say she hoped she was okay, but she didn't receive a reply. I texted to make sure she was all right and everything, but I think she might have been busy, she said. Or maybe she was ill with malaria in a hospital. And that's why she didn't text back. What the fuck?
Yeah, but that no mobiles in the hospital, it doesn't apply to celebrities.
But I don't think it really applies anymore. People always have mobiles in hospitals, I think.
Lovely little segue here from your misreading that, or wanting to misread it.
Mm.
Dyslexia coming trumps again in the "you've been papped" section of Closer.
Yeah.
Gareth Gates, there's a few pap shots of him dressed up as a schoolgirl rank. Another one of him with his arm round his pregnant wife, Suzanne, in 2009. And so it says, right, I'll read it how I read it, yeah? I love having a family. Here my wife Suzanne was pregnant with our daughter Missy, who's now 17 months. Missy's so cute now. She's definitely brought us closer. I love spending time with my family, knowing we're a proper little cunt. But in real life it says unit. But read it as cunt.
You read it as cunt.
Your go.
Oh, Crispin. Well, just to touch on her, because I don't like to leave her out. She's desperate for media attention.
No Jordan this week.
Strawberry Jordan has ditched all her mates. Bitching, backstabbing and jealous rages. It's no wonder lonely Casey Price is losing all her friends. So Michelle Heaton is the latest of her mates to feel her wrath, it says, because she's become pregnant. And Jordan is obsessed with having a baby, and she can't handle the fact that Michelle might have a baby before her. Well, she's not might, she's
yeah,
actually going to
will.
Have a baby before you. Everyone noticed the tension between them when they were out together somewhere. Jordan had a face like a snap bum. And this is what she wrote about someone else who was all of it. She's pushed aside all of her people that were bridesmaids and stuff. And oh, yeah. In a shocking showdown on her big day, wedding to Alex Reed in July, she evicted 6 guests from her wedding. a bouncer read out people's names and said, "These people must go to the back of the church and then leave." And one of them was Chelsea White, who's a glamour model, when a few months earlier, video footage of Jordan's private New Year party... We can all imagine what was going on there. Can we? I don't know. Something.
I'm trying my hardest.
Apparently Jordan suspected it was Chelsea White who leaked it to the press. And she put this on Twitter. "Chelsea White can't be trusted. She's a grass. She'll make a quick buck off anyone and is a parasite." She's a grass? What are you doing?
Are you actually allowed to throw people out of church? I don't think you are.
They probably weren't in a real church, to be fair.
A big, like a pink Wendy house she had put up in her garden.
It was just like a gazebo.
A pink one.
A pink gazebo.
With big tits.
Yeah. A pink Wendy house. Pretty much would have been what it was. I don't think they would have been it. They wouldn't be allowed in God's land, would they? Anyway, Jordan's
breathe.
Over. I'm bored of... You should stop smoking. We should all stop smoking. Smoking is bad.
I'm going to in 2 weeks.
Why in 2 weeks?
I don't know, I just made up.
Here's another bit of story I laughed at. Some news on the block is that Jamie Oliver and his wife Jules have had another baby, and we've already
What's this one called? Pringle.
Some of the delicious names he's already called his children. His three daughters. Poppy Honey, who's 8 years old. Daisy, that's kind of all right, actually. And one-year-old Petal, which is it's all right, but...
And the new baby.
And the new baby is called Buddy Bear Morris Oliver. Oliver being the surname, obviously.
Buddy Bear Morris.
So Jules chose the name Buddy, saying, I just liked it. I thought it was sweet. You don't have any thought. You're not even thinking of any of the rest of your child's life. You're just thinking of having a little bubba.
He's already going to get beaten up for being a famous person's kid.
A particular famous person's kid.
That's like times 10.
Yeah, so that's upsetting.
Same buddy.
Buddy Bear.
Jen.
How can one of the names on the birth certificate be Bear? It's ridiculous. Buddy Bear. Anyway. Go on.
Jen.
Is that Big Tits Scouse Jen or is that Jennifer Aniston Jen?
It's Jennifer Aniston Jen.
Okay.
Hopelessly in love.
Friends
are worried she could be heading for heartache as she gets back with ex John Mayer. The bit that entertained me out of the article was they split up earlier in the year. I can't recall. But after their split, he said, "In some ways, I wish I could be with her. But I can't change the fact I need to be 32.
How old is she?
I don't know, 40 odd. But I love that. I can't change the fact I need to be 32.
It's not 22, is it, love?
Not really.
Strictly Come Dancing on My Face. Here's a lowdown of the contestants.
Yeah.
By reveal, and they're saying like, this one wants to be the queen of the show. This one wants to worry about who's wearing what, so she has the best outfit.
This one wants to resurrect her flagging career.
This one, who used to play What's Her Face, Dawn in EastEnders.
Yeah.
And it says, Cara, that's her name in real life.
Cara Twain.
Cara's been cruelly labelled a chav. Which is, don't know. Look at her. What do you reckon? Chav or not a chav?
No.
Never.
That's all class, that.
Anyway, and then it also...
This actually comes from up west.
Backstage flirting. Felicity Kendall. If there's anyone that I would, even though I've never watched Strictly Come Dancing, if there's anyone I'd like to see on Strictly Come Dancing, it's Felicity fucking Kendall. She is a fucking hot mama. She has been a hot mama all of her life, I reckon.
Is she going to wear dungarees and shit?
How amazing she still looks. She's wonderful.
You've done a little arrow about her tits.
Yeah, because look, right, here's the revealing thing with the mesh thing. And even though it can't possibly be true because of the way her tits are, that looks like a nipple. And that looks like a nipple.
And
but it can't possibly be true because her nipple can't be there because otherwise that would be the beginning of it and the whole of it would go all the way. Maybe she's got massive raviolis.
Ooh.
Who knows? But apparently she's even though at 64 she's the oldest female contestant on the show, she is flirting with everyone and trying to win people over with her feminine allure.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you if you look like that?
Bringing them in like courgettes and stuff and eggs.
She's got a bit of a wrinkled neck and wrinkled skin and stuff on her face, like a 64-year-old woman would do who hasn't had a facelift. And she still looks hot, doesn't she?
Yeah, for a biddy.
A gilf, maybe.
I don't know about gilf. I might finger her. I don't think I'd have like actual sex with her.
You wouldn't have full sex?
No. I probably wouldn't finger her, actually.
She might have a really gaping mouth. You need to find out how many children she'd have before.
Let's set it all. No, some boring stuff about Porsche. I'm not going to read that. That's just bullshit.
I've got some Twitterati, which is the reveals lowdown of the celebs. Twitter ring.
It's so good that, you know, they print things that people have said on Twitter.
Because you can't read them on the internet.
You know.
Paddy McGuinness, who's a comedian, isn't he?
Yeah.
Paddy McGuinness says this. Miserable weather, so I've just cheered myself up with a facial. Well, I say facial, I've just lifted the lid on a pan of boiling pasta. It made me chuckle. He's a comedian, isn't he?
Yeah, a funny guy. Great guy.
Julian Cleary, I need rescue remedy to get out of bed these days. What the fuck is rescue remedy?
Coke, isn't it?
Maybe. What is that really though in real life? Because they sell it in Boots. I don't think it's Coke. It's not the 60s. Oh. It's not the 50s. Or the 40s or whatever they would have sold stuff, Coke in a thing.
I didn't.
Like Purple Hearts, do you remember from the...
Yeah, I remember them, yeah, definitely.
No, not, you don't remember them, but you remember being told about them. Purple Hearts, which were medication in maybe the 50s or 60s.
Yeah.
And they were basically just speed. Like they were like used as antidepressants or something, were they?
I think it was diet pill, wasn't it? I don't know.
Joan Rivers.
That's the olden days.
Joan Rivers tweets even. Fashion tip. Sure, black underwear is very sexy, but not if you've been wearing it since it was white. That made me Twitter as well. I liked it. It made me Twitter.
Great girl. Great.
Chloe Madeley, I'm not even going to read out what she wrote, but I don't understand why she keeps being put in everything. Is it just because Richard and Judy are her dad and mum?
Yeah, everyone's waiting for the day that she presents an award on some fucking shit and she gets her tits out.
Yeah. Just like her mother.
Yeah, just like her old mum.
So.
Look at this amazing Photoshop job on Kelly O.
Kelly
At New York Fashion Week.
Kelly O.
New York Fashion Week was brilliant fun, although it was really tiring.
Bless.
I saw so many shows, but I have to say, Betsy Johnson was one of my favourites. She gave me a fabulous pink ruffle dress, left, straight from the runway to wear at the after party.
Oh, look at you bragging that you can wear stuff straight from the runway. Because if you were as skinny as you
there.
Are...
It doesn't end there.
If you hadn't lost all of that weight, Kelly O, then... And I've actually got a story in mind that...
It was a UK size 6, but incredibly, it was too big for me! Exclamation mark. Now, right, look at this fucking picture. Now, let's have a look at Kelly Osbourne's head.
Her face is really big still.
Yeah, let's have a look at the shadow. I haven't put pen on that, I swear to God. That's the shadow underneath her
massive
neck.
Head.
It looks like I've drawn around it with a pen, doesn't it?
It really does. She's still got a massive head. It doesn't matter how skinny she may be.
Is that even her body? I don't think that's her body. I'm casting aspersions.
Yes.
Tell me some other stuff.
Oh, Vanessa's gastric band diary.
Before I dissolve into a disparate of cynicism. Doesn't even make sense.
Doesn't make sense. Vanessa's gastric band diary is a whole page in this magazine. I am looking at her in this picture of her in a bodycon dress, I think they call them. And I am thinking... Even though she's had a gastric band and she has lost weight, she's gone from 16 stone 4 to 13 stone 11, she's not ready for that dress.
No.
That dress is not... She should know this. She's not ready to pose side on in a magazine in that dress, no matter how high her heels are. And how much she sucks in. You can see her breathing in there.
Yeah.
It's not ready for you. You're not ready for it, Vanessa, I'm afraid to say. Anyway, Apparently, I don't think I've realised this before. I've seen this before in Reveal, but we're doing a gastric band diary week by week. We're covering a few weeks every week in Reveal.
So yeah, the thing is I skip it.
Because it's a bit boring. Week 9, week 10, week 11 and week 12 we're in. I liked this one because she says, invited to dinner party at Gourmet Friends. Gourmet Friends? Are they quite gourmet and you want to eat them? Is that everyone is? They just look so buttery and delicious.
The lucky ones died first.
She says, remember too late that one of the big attractions of this couple is a homemade shortbread. The stuff is heavenly, meltingly buttery, scrumptious and yummy in the extreme. I managed to confine myself to one small bite. Do I feel deprived or triumphant? Next morning I step on the scales. Bliss! I've lost another pound. Going without the shortbread was a worthwhile sacrifice. But you didn't go without it, did you? You had a bite. How many bites is a bite in your... How big was a bite?
I know, it's the size of your fucking mouth. Do you reckon it's a whole round of shortbread? She's like, put the whole thing in.
She just inhaled all of everyone else's shortbread off their plates. But yeah, so the rest of it is boring. But it goes on to her being in Big Brother and her saying that she... was worried about being in the bigger brother house because it might make her fatter.
Why is it going to make her fat? She's got a fucking gastric band.
Well, because you just... Her other half is like a personal trainer. What the fuck? Get her running around. Get her to run around the park a few times every
day. Do you know what? I fucking hate Vanessa. I fucking hate her. Fuck Fern Cotton as well. I can't be bothered to talk about that.
I'm onto problems now, I think.
Okay, let me do it. There's a real life thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
Let me find it.
Go for it. Find it.
Alright. I've put a note and it says read this whole thing, but I can't because it's massive.
Okay.
So I'll try and read it really fast.
Yeah.
I'm a bit pissed. It might go wrong.
Don't read it too fast.
I'm so scared of willies that I can't find love. Daisy Cochran longs for a husband and kids, but a bizarre penis phobia means it may be impossible. While most women in their 20s have active sex lives...
While most women in their 20s have what?
Active sex lives.
Yeah.
21-year-old art student Daisy Cochran is unable to hold down a relationship due to her phobia of penises. It's so severe that she can't bear the sight of a penis. And she can't have sex or enjoy foreplay without experiencing anxiety attacks.
Daisy, can I just stop you there? You're obviously...
It's not me.
You know, she's not getting pissed enough before she tries to do any of this stuff. None of us do it sober.
Yeah, actually, this should be just a, like... this should be on a problem page, not like a whole thing.
Now go on, keep going.
I know, I can't be bothered.
Why
it's
not?
Because it's really difficult to read it out.
Okay, do you want me to read it out?
Okay.
Where am I up to?
I only read, like, the first paragraph, if that.
It's funny, though, isn't it? It's so severe, she can't bear the sight of a penis, can't have sex or enjoy foreplay without experiencing anxiety attacks. People will think my willy fear is ludicrous, Daisy says. I desperately want an active sex life, but the thought of seeing a penis, erect or flaccid, turns me into a sweating, hyperventilating mess. She adds, I just want to be normal. Daisy believes her problem, known as phallophobia, stems from her childhood. Growing up as an only child, she was taught not to look at boys' bits because you should only see that part of a man when in a serious relationship. Her fear developed further when she saw a photo of a naked penis in a sex education class. By the age of... none of this is weird, Stacey. Daisy, even, not Stacey. None of this is weird. You're just weird. These are all normal things to happen, aren't they? I think. Anyway, back to her. Yeah. By the age of 15, she'd been labelled a tease for kissing boys but never going further. She was obviously in a very slutty school. You didn't need to go further by the age of 15. I mean, some people do, but you don't have to. God! She says, I would have loved to have gone further when I was 15. Frigid bitch. She says, I tried dating, but when a guy pulled me close and I felt his erect penis, my stomach would knot up. I'd get sweaty, dizzy and gag. You haven't even seen it yet. You just feel it and you know that it's there and you're like, bleh. Terrified to admit her phobia, Daisy tried to join in when her friends discussed penis size and sex. Just talking about it made me feel uncomfortable. How could you even talk about it? You've never even seen one. Even now, I sit on my hands, secretly clenching them, concentrating on my breathing to stop an anxiety attack, she reveals. At 18, still a virgin and too scared to see a doctor. There's nothing wrong with being a virgin at 18. It's not weird or anything.
No. Well, a little bit.
It's not. I was.
Alright.
Well, kind of. Half. Daisy became determined to get rid of the penis panics, as she calls them, and started dating a 20-year-old student. We dated for a week, the longest I've ever lasted with a guy, because all they care about is sex, clearly.
A week? What the fuck?
Oh, we've gone over.
That's oh, I did a over. Bad thing.
We've gone over.
Oh, I meant to turn it off.
Woke us up. That woke us up.
Yeah, good. Shut the fuck in, fuck.
Oh, lordy.
Why did I do that again?
You were funnying around with it.
I might have to stop it. Okay. Let me just stop it.
Stop it. Okay, so we're back on. I've started, so I'll finish. Basically.
Do you remember where you were?
Yeah.
After that brief panic.
We dated for a week, and then we went, a week? The longest I've ever lasted with a guy. When we kissed, I put a pillow on my lap so I couldn't feel his penis. I told him he had bony hips. What are you going to do when he actually gets it out? In an attempt to see off her panics, Daisy agreed to have sex, telling him she was a virgin. She says, we turned off the lights, he undressed and I had some wine. I started shaking, which he took as excitement. I asked if we could make it quick in case it hurt. God. Unfortunately for Daisy, she was having an anxiety attack, which her boyfriend mistook for pleasure. She says, the pain was awful because I couldn't relax, but he thought I was having an orgasm. Oh, it's really upsetting. Daisy fled to the bathroom crying. He didn't rape me. I wanted sex, but it made me realise I had a serious problem. Daisy ended her relationship and started researching her condition on the internet, where she discovered she was suffering from phallophobia, a fear of penises in general.
And
medorthophobia, a fear of erect penises. I was so relieved. I wasn't a freak.
You think they go hand in hand though, right?
Yeah. Penises in general, but then there's more specific.
I'm scared of cocks. Unless they're erect, yeah. Then I'm fine.
I was so relieved I wasn't a freak. Well, you kind of are. My fear had a name and a possible cure. Daisy finally saw her GP, who prescribed medication to help ease her anxiety attacks and suggested she see a therapist. Daisy is now seeing a phobia therapist, having hypnosis and using audio training to help retrain her brain. What is the audio training?
What's the fucking hypnosis, man?
I know. Tell me what you see, Daisy.
Yeah. You're in a very calm place. Something is on your cheek.
She says, logically, I know my penis fear is silly. I just need my body to acknowledge it. Speaking out is part of my therapy, and I wanted to help other people with my phobia. I don't know if there's no one else, Daisy. I think it's just you. Emily Peters, Daisy's therapist, forget about confidentiality agreements, has name and shame. Says her client's problems have become deep-rooted. She explains, growing up, Daisy's mind had thought penises were bad. Her anxiety attacks are very real, and there is a great deal of pressure on her to fix her phobia because she wants to have sex.
It's a good job she's not friends with Matt Ox, isn't it?
I'm setting her tasks, such as looking at a picture of a penis, to learn not to be scared. Yeah, imagine if she's friends with Matt Oxford. Every second in the pub and stuff, just randomly showing penis out.
Halloween and stuff.
Daisy is now hopeful for the future. She says, I can now kiss a guy as long as he doesn't pull me too close. I want kids and I know I can beat my penis panics.
I love that closing line as well.
My penis panics.
Penis panics.
Well, what are we up to? You still have loads of stuff in here, but I think we need to hop, problems, skip and jump
problems,
to
problems.
Problems. I've got less than you, so you need to take it first.
I wear him out.
Okay, yeah, go on.
I'm terrified my boyfriend will sleep around because he's very good looking. So I make sure we have sex so often. No, I've read that wrong. So I make sure we have sex so often, He won't want it with anyone else. I'm not sure I can keep up the pace, and now he's saying I'm sexually needy.
Oh.
Should I just read another one?
Yeah, read another one.
on the flip side, he couldn't get it up. I've been dating a guy for 6 weeks and we had sex for the first time recently, but he couldn't get an erection.
So you didn't really have sex. You just kind of fooled around and it didn't work.
Or maybe he thumbed it in.
You could, yeah, just pushed, like pushing your toothpaste back into the tube.
Putting a marshmallow in the keyhole. Does it mean he doesn't fancy me, or did I do something wrong? He says it's never happened before, but because he cares so much, he got worked up about it.
Oh, no, that's doomed. He's going to only get it again. He's going to be too scared.
Yeah, all the time.
You need sex therapy and you've only been going out 6 weeks. That's a problem.
Crumbs.
Go on, have you got another one?
I've got go on, fuck it. Vanessa's got one, surely.
I don't want to be a fat bride. We got engaged in March and I've put two and a half stone. Since March? It's September. That's a bit worrying.
Fuck me.
The second the ring was on my finger, we stopped going out and started staying in to save for the wedding. That meant takeaways. Why is that? How is that saving?
Really thirsty.
Because I don't know how to cook. You're thirsty because you're pissed. Right, Crispin, you need to acknowledge you've got a problem. Dear Vanessa, I'm really thirsty. Dear Crispin, you're thirsty because you're pissed. Anyway, that meant takeaways and loads of my fiance's fantastic home cooking. If he's so fantastic at home cooking, why are you having takeaways? That's not saving for a wedding. Takeaways at whatever, hot. I'm going to be the fattest, widest bride in history if I don't do something. Please help, I'm desperate. Vanessa says, you've already identified the problem. But
Vanessa says, get a gastric band and write a fucking diary about it.
I'm sure I've been married before and I was the fattest, widest bride.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure no one's going to take her crown of that.
Yeah, you can't take my crown. Don't take my crown, bitch! I'll hunt you down! Love, Vanessa. Kiss, kiss.
Fact or fiction? You can't get pregnant if you have sex standing up. Fiction, apparently.
Why would that be true?
I don't know. Should I even bother reading the other bit?
Yeah, go for it.
Well,
isn't this boring? Public sex show.
That sounds like a good one.
A couple have started having sex in the entrance to my block of flat every Thursday night. They don't seem to care who sees them. She takes off her skirt and knickers, completely exposing herself. The whole thing takes about half an hour and he twists and turns her into all sorts of adventurous positions. A small crowd of people gather to watch them and I'm one of them. I feel I should be disgusted and phone the police or something, but instead I'm in the front row, glued. Am I a pervert? Vanessa says, yes, they are exhibitionists and you are a voyeur. This is absolutely true. They get their kicks showing off their private parts and sexual athletics to strangers. You get your thrills watching. Oh, God. Be aware, though, that sex in public places is illegal. You may be aroused, but people in the other flats are entitled to complain and spoil your fun. Doesn't really answer whether she's a pervert or not, does it?
No.
Maybe it's Vanessa that's having sex in the doorway. Although I doubt she'd be able to be twisted and turned into many positions.
No.
I think her outdoor
sex is probably restricted to the drive-through at McDonald's.
Okay, go on. You got one?
I've got Mrs. O.
Yeah, Mrs. O.
I thought I had Dr. One. No, fuck it. Mrs. A, I can't connect. I'm a young lad who feels emotionally detached from everyone I know. I put on a smile. Oh, boring. It's a sex thing. I recently had a contraceptive implant fitted and everything was fine at first. Then a few days later, my emotions started going through the roof and I completely lost my sex drive. Is this normal or is my body telling me to get rid of the implant? Sharon says, this is common. My mates won't like him. I really like a boy. The only issue is that I'm black and he's white, and it could cause problems with my friends.
Oh, your racist friends.
Hmm. Lovely friends.
Terrible.
Boring.
My dad left my mum 6 months ago and she turned into a right flirt. None of my boyfriend's mates is safe. Sick. She's only 46, has a great figure and seems determined to wash my dad right out of her hair by getting it on with the 25-year-old. I'm embarrassed by her brazen ways. It's like she's a sex-crazed cougar. I want it to stop. That's it. I feel for the girl. Mm. I bet her mum. Her mum's going to be really chappy as well, isn't she?
Most likely.
Wears a lot of leopard print. Martin dressed as lamb.
Cool.
My husband gives me huge love bites on my inner thighs. I thought it was because he's passionate about me. But my sister spotted them and says he's branding me like a cow.
Ooh.
She claims the hickeys are warnings to other blokes not to go near me. Is he being territorial? Should I tell him to stop? So what if he is? He's your husband. That's not bad. That's not a bad thing.
If anyone says him, you know, it's not really much of a warning, is it?
Yeah, like Vanessa says, your wedding ring tells other men you're married. Go figure.
Yeah. So like someone starts chirping you up and say, hey, hold on, I've got a warning down here. Have a look at that. See them love bites.
How much is she getting? Is she a lap dancer? Is that why her inner thighs are branded?
I keep hitting my boyfriend. I love him so much and don't want him to leave me and our son. I know he doesn't deserve to be treated like this, but I do it out of habit.
Shit. That's pretty bad.
Sharon says you've got anger issues.
Oh, thanks, Sharon. Breakfast nookie. My boyfriend likes having sex first thing in the morning. I can't think of anything worse. I'm in a mad dash to shower, dress and get out the door. Sex is the last thing on my mind. I like it last thing at night. I'm clean, showered and naked in bed. It's the ideal way to get a good night's sleep. But he's either already snoring or watching rubbish telly. We're both frustrated. How about just have sex all the time? That's what I think. Well, I like sex all the time, really.
Just, yeah. Okay.
And then we're done. You're a bit too pissed these days.
I'm not.
You're a little bit.
I'm well sober.
You seem a bit tired, Crispin.
I might have a little nippy nap.
Collect free shower caps from hotel bathrooms and use them for packing. They're perfect for covering dirty shoes before you tuck them into your suitcase so you don't create any mess.
What?
I don't understand that one. Star tip, to create snazzy shades like Lady Gaga. Buy some safety goggles from your local hardware store.
Yeah.
Then glue on a little cheap lace. Cover them completely and wear them with a quirky outfit.
Show me the fucking
cheap,
picture.
Funky and are great for a fancy night out or fancy dress or probably just fancy dress. Shaz from Bristol.
Show me.
That doesn't mean it's just... Oh, no, that is Shaz. I don't know.
But that's just her with... Just they're not safety goggles. They're, they're cataract glasses.
Yeah. No. Well, he's into plant plots. We've done that before. When you're in the office and your hair is falling in front of your eyes, don't rush to the chemist to buy expensive grips. Use everyday office stationery instead. Bulldog and paper clips work just as well and cost nothing.
Staple your hair onto your head.
Get a haircut.
Like you.
Hello.
Hi.
Make a party table look stunning. Swap your usual napkin rings with these pretty... I doubt anyone reading this has napkin rings. With these pretty and inexpensive hair scrunchies. The guests at my recent dinner party thought they looked really glam.
Recent dinner party.
But she served microwave lasagna. We've done a really long one, but that's because we're a bit drunk. Crispin's more drunk than me and he didn't care.
Shut up.
We're going to play out to
Riviera F.
Our friend Yannicka, who's in a wonderful band called Riviera F.
Have they got an album coming out? Monday?
I think they do actually have an album coming out on Monday, Crispin. You're right. Yes, Monday the 27th.
So where would you be able to buy that from?
Well, you can buy it on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.
All that shit.
On Monday. But you can also get it for a fiver off their website, RivieraF.com, if you are quick. And we're going to play Pick Up Star. Are we playing Pick Up Star?
Yeah, I was going to.
Because it's very good. I really like it. And, well, you know.
And we've already heard it twice by accident when I fucked it up earlier.
Oh, yeah. We've heard the beginning of it. And then here is the beginning of it proper, and it goes like this, and it's good.
For real.
Good night.
Bye.